sins tolerated in the camp. But in a vision given to Ellen White, which she wrote out while at the Abbey home in Brookfield on Sunday, February 12, she declared, "I saw the situation of many in our meeting at Oswego. They were in the way of the work of God. The axe has not been laid at the root of the tree. Those who have indulged in the wicked passions of the heart have been fellowshipped. God will not look upon sin now any sooner than He did anciently when Israel sinned. Sins have not been held forth in their sinful character, but have been made to appear as though sins have been lightly regarded by God. I saw the seventh commandment had been broken by some who are now held in fellowship by the church, and in consequence God's frown is upon the church. This sin is awful in these last days, and the church has brought God's frown and curse upon them in regarding this sin lightly." She referred to the far-reaching effects of the toleration of such sins in the church. Said the angel, "This is not the sin of ignorance. It is a known sin, and will receive the awful visitation of God, whether committed by old or young. Never was this sin regarded by God to be so sinful as at present, because God is purifying to Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." After writing at length in this vein, she again quoted the words of the angel. Said the angel, "Fearful is the work of the third angel, and awful is his mission. He is to select the wheat from the tares, and bind or seal the wheat for the heavenly garner." Introducing another phase of the vision, she was led to write, "The next thing shown me was the sins of parents in neglecting their children. I saw they would have an awful account to give." She then discussed the discipline that should be begun at 8, 9, or 10 months and wrote of the lack of discipline that allowed children to treat the house of God with disrespect by their unrestrained conduct.